I expect someone in your family has probably got one, so you could ask them to tell you about it. Asking people about their opinions is a very good way of making friends. Telling them about your own opinions can also work, but not always quite as well. Nowadays, most people know what a wonderful thing the sun is, so there aren't many druids around anymore, but there are still a few, just in case it slips our mind from time to time. If you find someone who has a long white robe and talks about the sun a lot, then you might have found a druid. If he turns out to be about 2,000 years old, then that's a sure sign. If the person you found has got a slightly shorter white coat with buttons up the front, then it may be that he is an astronomer and not a druid. If he is an astronomer, then one of the things you could ask him is how far away the sun is. The answer will probably startle you a lot. If it doesn't, then tell him from me that he hasn't explained it very well. After he's told you how far away the sun is, ask him how far away some of the stars are. That will really surprise you. If you can't find an astronomer yourself, then ask your parents to find one for you. They don't all wear white coats, which is one of the things that sometimes makes them hard to spot. Some of them wear jeans, or even suits. When we say that something is startling, we mean that it surprises us a very great deal. When we say that something is a starling, we mean that it is a type of migratory bird. Bird is a word we use quite often, which is why it's such an easy word to say. Most of the words we use often, like house and car and tree, are easy to say. Migratory is a word we don't use nearly so much, and saying it can sometimes make you feel as if your teeth are stuck together with toffee. If birds were called migratories rather than birds, we probably wouldn't talk about them nearly so much. We all say, look, there's a dog or there's a cat. But if a migratory went by, we'd probably just say, is it tea time yet? And not even mention it, however nifty it looked. But migratory doesn't mean that something is stuck together with toffee, however much it sounds like it. It means that something spends part of the year in one country and part of it in another. Brandenburg number 5. Whatever new extremities of discovery or understanding we reach, we always seem to find the footsteps of Bach there already. When we see images of the strange mathematical beasts lurking at the heart of the natural world, fractal landscapes, the infinitely unfolding Paisley worlds of the Mandelbrot set, the Fibonacci series, which describes the pattern of leaves growing on the stem of a plant, the strange attractors that beat at the heart of chaos, it is always the dizzying, complex spirals of Bach that come to mind. Some people say that the mathematical complexity of Bach renders it unemotional,